Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, it's a great day. Great to wake up in the morning, see that our so-called leaders are handling business right. Under Joe Biden, we still have peace in the Middle East. Wait, scratch that. It appears that there is not peace in the Middle East, that the Middle East is actually in turmoil. Israel is under fire. Somebody correct me, but I don't recall that happening under President Trump. Well, there is still good news. At least Black Lives Matter. Wait, scratch that. Bad news to report from Chicago. But before I get to that, welcome, Patriots. Today is another day of validation that we are the smartest, most honorable people in the world. That would be you, the Christian, Judeo-Christian, conservative American. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Network. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. You go ahead. You have a hearty belly laugh at the leftists, the idiots. I gave you lots of names to call them yesterday, so be sure to download that podcast in case you need a refresher. They wake up jealous, angry. I'm talking about leftists. They wake up jealous and angry at you. They are jealous and angry at your life, the life that you built with your own two hands. They want your lives. No matter how glamorous their lives may appear, don't let it fool you. It's all a mirage, a facade. Don't believe it. It's a charade. They try to appear happy. As I've told you many times, they have two faces. It's plural, isn't it? They have two faces. And you don't, they give you the one that they smile in your face and act as if they're just so loving and caring and all that. And then you got to know they are evil. Underneath, they are evil. They are plotting against you in every conceivable way, in ways you can't even conceive. They're jealous of you, I'm telling you. They can't compete with your life. And here's what's funny. Your life is normal. It's very normal. You get up in the morning, you get the kids ready, you get, you know, yourself ready, you go to work, and you go achieve. And you do it without plotting and scheming and all the things that they do, and you get it done. You manage to build your stock portfolio, save a little money, go out, have some fun on the weekends with your friends. You bring people over for barbecues. You do stuff. And you know what? It's not pretentious. It isn't so you can show off the new gold flake cocktail, you know, thing you bought that costs $480,000 a bottle or whatever it may be. You're not showing off. You might buy yourself something and your friends never know it until they come see you in a couple weeks and they go, when did you get that razor? Oh man, we got it used. You know, Jenny was looking for one and we finally found this old lady that got her. She divorced her husband and she gave it away or whatever. You won't even go brag about it. My son, he won the, I need to brag about it. My youngest son, they won the state championship in baseball. I told you a kid was a good player. He pitched a no-hitter. What is it? They didn't score, and they got no hits. It's not a no-no-no, which is he didn't pitch a perfect game, but he pitched a no-no. You know, let me put it to you this way. People were like, where did this kid come from? Coaches were like, who is this kid? And he doesn't try to overpower you, but he knows how to place it. But here's my point. I'm bragging about it. I'm as happy about that as if I were getting ready to get dolled up and do a red carpet event for the Grammys. In fact, I'm more happy. Why? Because that's what matters. That's why they're jealous of you. You all did something with family or friends, or maybe met new acquaintances and you were like, oh, at a girl, one of the daughter of a friend of mine who died, she came up to me, Mr. Jackson, how you doing? I said, how are you doing? She says, oh, we're fine. And we chit chatted about her dad. I said, you know, I probably met your dad 6 times. I said, I want to give you a real compliment here. I said, I met your dad 6 times picking up my son, who he's best friends with Jeremy's son. Jeremy's the one who died. I said, I met your dad about 6 times. From the first time I met him, I said, that's a cool cat. I said, the second time I met him, I remember leaving saying, we're going to spend a lot of time together. Because I got to meet his wife. I was like, we're all going to spend a lot of time together. This dude and this family is cool. Little bit of politics, I could tell what they were about. But you can just tell, down to earth, good people, beautiful home. And he passed away. Literally months after I met him, gone. But I knew he was going to be a friend. Well, his daughter, I'm just telling you the kind of thing that the leftists are jealous about. This girl comes up and says, well, you made an impact on my dad, too. You know, they don't have that. They don't make any impacts. They know they better watch their backs. They know. It's ugly out there for them, folks. They're jealous of you. Don't let them fool you. Their lives don't fool them. They know their lives are turmoil. They're wrecks. The majority of them, I'm not saying we don't get divorced and we don't have a problem with kids and all that. That is a human condition. But they experience it far more than you do. They have to be on their toes, and they're in constant turmoil, and they're always trying to please somebody, put on for somebody. That's their problem. They're fake, running around with other fakes. They don't know who to trust. They will run over their best friend for life to get a better job, to get a better man or a better woman, to get a nicer car, to get a nicer home. To get a nicer part in a movie, you name it. Conservatives, be happy you're not them. Man, would you do any of that? I wouldn't. There's nothing. Kevin, I have passed over stuff. Let me give you an example. Right now, I could probably do something with one of the best think tanks, one of the most prestigious think tanks. I could probably get a fellowship or some kind of a role. It was brought up. You know what I said? I said, no, no, no. We're going to give this to one of my right-hand men. I said, he's going to get that. He deserves it. It's a big deal, trust me. But I immediately said, nope, I'm not taking it. Give it to my guy. That's what we do as conservatives. Folks, we'll be back. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And 2. Submit the free form, and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So we're making a lot of changes over at PolitiChatter. About to bring... we will be the fastest growing site to get to 1 million people of all the sites out there. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. From the moment that I became president, I said the clock started ticking again, and we said that this site will grow to 1 million faster than any other site. Facebook, MeWe, Parler, whatever. Legitimate growth, by the way, no bots, real people. And we will be the centralized place for you to come to get all your information. So if you want radio shows, if you want TV, we're going to have all the TV channels together. We're going to have... for people who are approved, you'll be able to get the Flick Fest there. We're going to bring in partners and their events, and there will always be something going on. It's going to take me another month, but I'm telling you, that's what you're going to have at PolitiChatter.com. I went on a radio show. I told people that we are now doing founders. We are going to put 87 founders people that are going to be the new founding fathers, if you will, of the next generation of America. And they're going to reinstitute what America was about. And so immediately we had, before we made any announcements, just private people we talked to, we had 29 people sign up. It's $5,000. You get access to everything, etc. So there's going to be 87 founders. We had 29 immediately. I'm not sure how many we have now, maybe a few more. But I went on a radio show and I talked about it, and we had Danny, who was the first person outside before an official announcement. He's the first person who signed up for it. So I was very pleased by that. Thanks, Danny, for that. Anyway, it's going to be an amazing site. It already is. If you go look at it and kick the tires, it's beautiful. It's not going to keep you there, though. And what we're doing over the next 30 days will keep you there. So go get on there. Make some friends. You're going to friend me and get going, because it's going to be amazing. And you're going to start seeing a lot of advertising and stuff for it, too. Lots of things we're going to do. I'm going to do an announcement every day and talk about the craziness of leftism. Now, that doesn't mean leftists can't come over. I want you to come over. Tell a leftist friend, go join PolitiChatter. We're not going to discriminate against you. Did you see the story about this guy in Britain? He tweeted that men can't have babies. And he was suspended from Twitter for 12 hours for hate speech. I'm not exaggerating this. Go look it up. He was suspended for hate speech. This is insanity. You can't even speak the truth, and these people talk about something being hate speech. Unbelievable, folks, what we're facing out there. And you wonder why sites like PolitiChatter and others are going to grow. When you can't even tell the truth and you get suspended, what are they trying to do? What does Jack and his team of Jacobites believe that they can accomplish by promoting lies? It's insanity, pure insanity. Well, as I like to do after the weekend, sorry we didn't get to it yesterday, but I like to tell you about the state of leftism. And what I want you to understand is that you should be happy to be a conservative, because here's what the leftists have to face every single day: their lies and contradictions.
Lori Lightfoot pleading with residents, saying we've got to put these guns down. Violence this weekend claiming at least 5 lives, more than 30 people injured, including a 2-year-old and 2 police officers. Here's ABC's Janae Norman.
Tonight, police are investigating the shooting of 2 police officers in Chicago amid a spree of weekend gun violence that also injured a toddler.
We got shots fired against the police.
Just after 7 a.m. this morning, officials say officers responded to a shot spotter alert approaching a person in a vacant alley.
The offender turned and immediately began firing a gun at our officers, striking one of our officers in the hand and a second officer in the leg and in the shoulder.
The 2 Chicago police officers were taken to the hospital, where they were treated and released. Around 50 officers lining up to salute their departure.
Is that not amazing? And Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, says, we've got to put these guns down. That's her solution. It's the guns that are the problem. We've got to put these guns down, man. Well, Lori, I beg to differ. I'm not talking about a veterinarian here, but you got to put these crazy, silly Negroes down. That's what you got to put down. You got to change how these people view life. This has nothing to do with the gun. The gun is the tool. They want to make it about the gun. I want you to understand this. How does she describe it? A spree of weekend gun violence. I do this every week, folks. Officers did what? What did she say? What was the key word? Responded. You know what officers did? They heard that a guy was shooting at other people, and they went. Call the community organizers, and let's see how they handle it. They said this guy turned around and just started shooting. Anybody think LeBron James is going to tweet about this? You think it was isolated? You think those are the only officers that were shot at in America, were the 2 that got shot in Chicago? You know the answer. Nobody is going to be talking about making that perp give those officers money for some sort, you know, killing of cops or trying to kill cops. There's not going to be any parades, any marches or any protests. You're not going to see the anti-Kaepernick going, police, you know, stand up for police. You're not going to see the NBA put Blue Lives Matter on the court as these guys do what? Respond to somebody shooting at citizens. Call the mayor. As we said in the film Bleeding Blue, why don't you call Colin Kaepernick? Why don't you call LeBron James next time something happens and see how fast they respond? 30 people shot, 5 killed in Chicago, folks, in a 24-hour period. They didn't tell you that part. That was in 24 hours. And Mayor Lightfoot, look at this. She says, let's pray for our city. Let's pray for peace in our city. You can pray for it, but who are you praying to, Mayor Lightfoot? She says, we've got to put these guns down. We got to stop the flow of illegal guns into our city. At least she added the word illegal. Because see, what she knows is legal people didn't do this. Legal gun owners didn't do this. That should be the quote of the NRA, is what she just said. But here's what's funny about this whole violence thing that happened over the weekend. In St. Louis, 2 people were killed and 12 were injured over the weekend. You want to know how that compares to Chicago? That's the equivalent of 16 people being killed and 96 people being wounded. And that's not a great, this was a pretty good weekend for St. Louis. Normally it's 4 people killed, 20 people shot. You want to do the math on that? That's the number one crime city in America. What I gave you about Chicago, they're number 71. And Mayor Lightfoot's worried about the guns.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is touring Ford's Rogue Electric Vehicle Center in Dearborn, Michigan on Tuesday. Ford hiring 200 workers for the factory, as well as building the electric F-150 Lightning Series starting next year. A North Carolina district attorney is defending his decision not to charge officers involved in the shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr.
There will be folks who are not happy with this decision. Sometimes I make popular decisions, and I make unpopular decisions, and I signed up for all of them.
District Attorney Andrew Womble, releasing body cam video in the death of Brown Jr., saying the officer's actions were justified.
Brown ignored the officer's commands and backed his car until he was blocked by the rear of his residence.
Womble also insists Brown tried to run over officers during the arrest. You're listening to USA Radio News. The fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas terrorists continues.
The conflict between Israel and Hamas is now in its second week with no clear end in sight, with Hamas militants continuing to fire rockets into Israel and Israeli defense forces responding with airstrikes into Gaza. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, tells Newsmax TV that the root cause of the conflict is a power move by Hamas.
I think part of it is the fact that Hamas was ahead in the Palestinian elections, and the Palestinian Authority canceled the elections, and this is the way for Hamas to burnish his credentials, if you will, with the Palestinian people. They can't go to the ballot box. They're going to show how good they are at killing Israelis.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Top White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt is urging young Americans to get vaccinated against coronavirus, telling reporters that the vaccine has led to a dramatic reduction in hospitalizations and deaths from the virus. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now I have what we think is the strongest election integrity measures in the country. I'm actually going to sign it right here. It's going to take effect. So,
here we go.
Bill is signed. And here's what it does. We're making sure we're enforcing voter ID. Look, you have to show a picture ID to do all these other things in society, clearly voting. We're also banning ballot harvesting. We're not going to let political operatives go and get satchels of votes and dump them in some drop box. We're also prohibiting mass mailing of balloting. We've had absentee voting in Florida for a long time. You request a ballot, you get it, and then you can mail it in. But to just indiscriminately send them out is not a recipe for success. We're increasing transparency even better. In Florida, we track the votes coming in real time. Not the results, but we know who's voting, what your registration is, and we follow the turnout. So then when the election's over, we know the universe of votes that have been cast, and it makes it so that someone can't dump 100,000 votes 2 or 3 days later. And then finally, we're prohibiting private money from basically running the elections, like these Zuckerbucks that they were doing in all these different parts of the country.
You got to love Ron DeSantis. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Strongest election integrity in the country. Wow, there were some cool things he's talking about. Enforcing voter ID, picture ID to do a bunch of other stuff. Makes sense. Ballot harvesting. You're not going to be dumping, you know, a bunch of votes at the last minute kind of a thing. No mass mailings, which is what the Democrats, of course, did. And they did that so they could justify the number of votes that Joe Biden didn't get, Joey DeMento. They ain't fooling me. Transparency, track the votes in real time. Can you imagine what would have happened if Dominion tried what they pulled off in the 2020 presidential election in Florida? People would be in prison. Kevin Jackson here, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The big cheat, folks, may be exposed in the state that I now reside in, Arizona. So what have we learned in Arizona? Well, before I even get to that, understand this. Democrats want you to believe that they have nothing to hide. They've done nothing wrong. And this is why they fight tooth and nail anywhere Republicans say, you know what, let's get to the bottom of this. This doesn't seem right. They fight tooth and nail to stop it. For example, this is an article. Why some officials have raised concerns over the ongoing Republican-commissioned audit of election results in Arizona. Democrats are putting out propaganda that essentially says, the Republicans are on a witch hunt. See, the difference between our witch hunts and their witch hunts is there's a witch in ours. There is no witch in theirs. I'm reading this. Several months after election officials certified the 2020 presidential election results declaring Biden president, state senators in Arizona used subpoena powers to take possession of and audit paper ballots and voting machines in Maricopa County. State Republicans hired a Florida-based company with no prior experience in election audits to conduct the review, according to AZ Central. Some officials, including Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, Georgia elections officials Gabrielle Sterling, and a Maricopa County judge, expressed concerns over the legitimacy, transparency, and security of the process. These are the people that tucked ballots underneath, had people doing Sharpies, which is a trick. I remember when I walked in and saw Sharpies, I went, this is unusual. And I was almost tempted to say, no, just give me a number two pencil. But anyway, after all the shenanigans that these butt munches pulled, they say, oh, we've got concerns over the legitimacy, transparency, and security. Now, understand, Maricopa County has cameras everywhere. This is by the book. But the Democrats are questioning this. You want to know why? Because there are no reasons to question any of those things. It is legit, it's transparent, and it's secure. That's their problem. That's their worry. I love it. I love watching these suckers squirm because they know what they've done and they are doing anything they can to stop it. So now we wait for this Arizona recount with all the anticipation of the Durham report, right? But let's hope we get the results faster than what John Durham does. Now, who knows how it's going to turn out? So what America and the world knows that, or they know rather, using the right verb tense, that Donald Trump suffered a coup. The leftists all over the world now have to pretend that Biden was elected legitimately. But they privately high-five each other for their parts in the takedown of Trump at all their little gatherings. But maybe not so fast. Have they celebrated prematurely? Kelly Ward, friend of mine, chairwoman of the Arizona GOP, believes that Arizona's vote will showcase how the Democrats managed to replace the best president in modern history with the most demented president in modern history. And here's what she said. She said, Arizona is the first domino that will fall. And then other states will look into irregularities, abnormalities, mistakes, and potentially outright fraud that happened in their states as well. We want great legislation based on objective information that is provided by this audit. And that is going to happen with the state legislature that we currently have, which is a Republican-controlled House, Senate, and the governor, who's a rhino. So we should be able to get some very, very good, strong legislation to protect election integrity. Now, what Florida did with DeSantis was essentially make sure that Florida will never go blue. See, I'm gonna break the Democrats' little cycle here. They cannot win legitimately. They can't do it. If you require voter ID and you track to the way that DeSantis does, Democrats would be in prison. The entirety of the Democrat apparatus from Pelosi on down would be in prison. They'd all be lawyered up. And many of them did when they weren't quite sure. And how things got the way they got, I can't speculate. But I know there were a lot of people's sphincters moving pretty quick in D.C. for quite some time. So are the Democrats, are the dominoes falling? I don't know. I think they are. I told you guys before, with everything these people are capable of, you got to understand, they are pulling out all the stops, and they have a lot of money to put at it. But here's my contention. They built a serious house of cards. The level of power and manipulation to continue these ruses is astounding. And that's the reason why my hesitancy to run a victory lap is pretty evident right now, right? I'm not going to start, woo-hoo-hoo, I'm not making any guarantees. But I feel it. Consider all it took, folks, to look into these obvious election irregularities. In any state where Republicans wanted to investigate voter rolls and other elements because they wanted nothing more than fair elections, Democrats went at them. Some people backed down. Dominion issued lawsuits. I guarantee you there were people that were taking these cases pro bono. The Democrats said, get the best attorneys in every city, get private investigators, do whatever it takes. When a Democrat says that, you better take them seriously. Your life is in jeopardy. Your career, those of people around you, they will get your family and friends to turn on you. I'm going to tell you right now, be very careful who you pick as your family and close friends. They better be your ride or die. You know what that means, white people? That means they better have you. They better be ready. If you say, I killed somebody, they say, well, where do we put the body? That's what you better have when the Democrats come after you. Arizona is fortunate, folks, to have legislators with naughty bits. Those willing to push back against a rhino Governor Ducey, who many people believe participated in this cabal against President Trump. And Kelly Ward, she said it. She says, our legislators are very strong. I can't imagine what these people are going through. I can't imagine the dirt that people have tried to build up on them, the things that they've said about them. Maybe I'll go talk to some of them and find that out. Kelly says they're putting forth some great bills. When they get to the governor's desk, I'm sure he's going to sign them into law. I hope he does. I don't have a lot of faith in Ducey. I was wishy-washy when I first got here, but after I've known him, and here's what's funny. Ducey's political. He's very shrewd. He'll do some leftist stuff, and he'll do something staunchly conservative, like he's protected Arizona's gun rights against Joe Biden. But then he'll do something completely lefty, pro-school teachers union or something like that. And you just shake your head and you go, how can you do that? You know, and I get it. He's kind of playing both of us. So we get all excited. Woo, look at what he did for us with the guns. But then we go, wait, whoa, hold on a minute. But this is what happened. So you know, he's a little too wishy-washy for me. But let's see if Ducey signs it. But what happens, folks, if Arizona gets to the truth? It's a nuclear bomb on the Democrats because it'll call into play all of their election shenanigans. And that's what I'm hoping for.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I think this is kind of funny. 120 retired generals and admirals published an open letter questioning the legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election, as well as Biden's fitness to be commander-in-chief. The letter, which was first reported to Politico, bears the heading of a group calling itself Flag Officers for America, says America is in deep peril and Americans are in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. I happen to agree wholeheartedly. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Joe Biden, 126 signatories, including retired Rear Admiral John Poindexter. He was National Security Advisor under Reagan. He, get this, he was convicted of lying to Congress and obstructing the congressional investigation of the Iran-Contra. The conviction was later reversed. Also on there, Lieutenant General William Boykin. I met Lieutenant General William Boykin, who's an amazing guy. 5 years as Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence under Bush. Now he's the Executive President of the Family Research Council. Joe Biden, Captain Demento, they know what the deal is with him. They know that this constitutional public was usurped. A coup was held. Now, if 126 generals had said Donald Trump needs to be convicted, it would be massive news. This is New York Post is who wrote this story. You're not going to get the Times or anybody that warned you about Biden. Biden is one of the biggest. First of all, how many cover-ups are there within Biden? There's the Biden cover-up of his dementia. There's the Biden cover-up of his frailty. It's 78 years old. They try to make him look youthful. You know it. They show him, you know, trying to hop up the step or do something, you know, because they already know when you fall up the steps, you got a serious problem. That got downplayed. If Trump had fallen up the steps, we'd still be hearing about it. Joe Biden still rambled. Dog face, pony soldier. Push up. I'll do some push ups. You want to do some push ups? I'll test my academic stuff against you any day of the week. What are you going to talk about? You want to fight? What is it? Get out of here. There's a story circulating that he's got a hot temper. He's like John McCain. Just blows up at people. That's what happens when you lose your mind. You can't be rational. You can't be reasonable. Yeah. You ain't black. Yeah, you ain't black. You remember all the stuff that clown said during the race? You ain't black. Man. So no wonder these generals, they're like, this is not good for America. But going back to the cheat, I talked earlier about this Maricopa voter fraud. What's going to happen? Don't know, but I'm going to tell you something. They're even threatening to go deeper. Kelly Ward. I was in contact with the GOP chair, Kelly Ward, the other day. She says, Kev, we need to get together for lunch. I said, you're right. But she's embroiled in stuff right now. But let me tell you, look at these Democrats. Look at what they're doing. Dominion doesn't want to give you the codes, the passwords, whatever. You know what they know? They know that the data doesn't match. And look, we're not talking about being a few thousand votes off here or there. We're talking about millions of votes. Wouldn't you be scared? Dominion used the government to intimidate people who were going to sue them because they know what's going on. They're scared. Sources are now saying that the Arizona state audit may be expanded to include other races. Look out, Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly didn't beat, what's her face? What's her name? Our previous senator, Martha McSally. He didn't beat her. This is a dude who came out of nowhere. Oh, Kevin, he's an astronaut and she's only a pilot. She's only a fighter pilot. He's an astronaut. Other races. What was her name? There were two other races in Arizona that the Republicans thought they won, and suddenly it was gone. Vanished. May go deeper. Somebody goes, I wonder if they're considering this precisely because they have found so much evidence of fraud and other discrepancies in the presidential race. Yeah. That's a good train of thought, good logic, right? Yeah, this guy quotes an old adage. This should be on a t-shirt. How someone does anything is how they do everything. Do you believe that? You ever seen somebody, you give them a task to do and you're like, wow, that was awesome. Even if it's menial. And you do it. When I have a play mom and dad, Mary and Frank, and they let me use their condo. And she said, yes, son, no, turn on the AC there. You know, we usually leave it off. We usually leave it at 86. You know, turn it down, but when you leave, turn it back up. Do this, that, and the other. Don't worry about cleaning the sheets and all that. We have a woman that comes by, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, no problem. So I go stay at their place, Sarasota. And stayed there. I think I was there 2 or 3 days. I had business. I leave, and I clean that place. I took my sheets off, made the bed, left a note that says I made the bed, told them about some little things that I'd found as I was doing stuff. Anyway, the lady that takes care of the place sends a note to Mom Mary, to my play mom, and she called me up. She says, hey, son, how'd you enjoy it? It's right on the beach. I hope you had a great time and all this. I said, it was phenomenal. And she says, the girl that takes care of the place, when we're not there, said, the place was cleaner than when you got there. I said, boy, that makes me feel good. She answers young. It was cleaner than when you got there. See, the way you do anything is how you do everything. That's a terrible thing to think about with the left, because the way they do anything is they cheat, they connive, they steal, they do whatever. They are ruthless. The way they do stuff... It would be shameful if they just don't have that in their DNA. They took it out when they got that Wu Flu shot. they don't care. Oh, man. So if they extend this, who knows how deep this goes, man? I'm curious. They said it was discovered that the entire database showing the results, tally, and reporting for 2020 had been deleted from the Maricopa County voting machines. President of the Arizona Senate, Karen Fan, wrote a letter to the chairman demanding answers. Why would that happen? She says, we have three serious issues. One, ongoing noncompliance with legislative subpoenas. Look, it's one thing for you to say, the Republicans are on a witch hunt. Okay, great. They're on a witch hunt. Turn over the evidence.
Well, we shouldn't have to turn over the evidence if they're on a witch hunt.
Prove it's a witch hunt. Prove it. She said today, attorneys for Maricopa County have refused to produce virtual images of routers used in connection with the general election, relying on a conclusory and unsupported assertion that providing the routers would somehow endanger the lives of law enforcement officers, their operations, or the protected health information and personal data of Maricopa County citizens. If true, the fact that Maricopa County stores on its router substantial quantities of citizens and employees highly sensitive personal information is an alarming indictment of the county's lax data security practices rather than of the legislative subpoenas. I love that response. Similarly, the county's assertion that producing the routers would cost up to $6 million seems at odds with Deputy County Attorney Joseph LaRue's prior presentation to audit liaison Ken Bennett that the routers already had been disconnected from the county's network and were prepared for imminent delivery. I mean, it goes on. Number two, they talked about chain of custody and ballot organization anomalies. As the audit has progressed, the Senate contractors have become aware of apparent omissions, inconsistencies, and anomalies related to Maricopa County's handling, organization, and storage of ballots. We hope you can assist us in understanding these issues. And they laid out the specific issues. No chain of custody documentation. Does it exist? Will it be produced? The bags in which the ballots were stored are not sealed, although an audit team has found at the bottom of many boxes cut seals of the type that would have sealed a ballot bag. Why are these seals placed at the bottom of the boxes? Batches within a box are frequently separated by only a divider without any indication of the corresponding batch number, blah, blah, blah. Folks, this is a scandal of the highest order. This happened all over the country. And you know what? Arizona's going to blow it wide open. Congratulations, Arizona Senate. Congratulations, Kelly Ward. Congratulations, America.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.